Hey, welcome to This Summer Can with Janice Sutherland, and we are almost at the end of the first week of the Reclaim 2020 Challenge. And you're here because you want to hit 2021 running. And that most likely will include you trying new things. Now, when faced with new experiences, we have a tendency to focus on what's the worst that could happen. There are times when we want to take action, but fear can hold us back. And we can find ourselves often worrying about the worst possible outcomes, such as, what if I fail? What if I make a fool of myself? What if they reject me? What if I don't have enough money? What if I succeed? Yes, what if I succeed and can't cope? And so on. These are just some of the questions that could be ruminating through your mind and holding you back from that success. And because we get so anxious worrying that the worst will happen, we often forget to focus on the other possibilities that could arise. So let's think about this. Realistically, what are the chances that the worst possible outcome will happen for you? Come on, let's be honest about it. And if it was to happen, what could you do? These are all things we need to consider. We are considered resourceful and have the ability to adapt when we go through adverse situations. And if you find yourself focusing on the worst happening all the time, chances are you won't take action and you will still be there feeling miserable maybe 1 year, 12 months, 2 years, 3 years, maybe longer from now. So how do you know if the fear of failure is stopping you from getting ahead? What are the telltale signs? Well, it could be reluctance to try new things or get involved in challenging projects, maybe something like this. You could be self-sabotaging, for example, procrastinating, excessive anxiety, or having a failure to follow through with goals. There could be low self-esteem or self-confidence, and maybe we commonly use negative statements such as, I'll never be good enough to get that promotion, or I'm not smart enough to get on that team, all negative self-thought. Perfectionism, which we will touch on, it's a willingness to try only those things that you know you'll finish perfectly and successfully. These are all the things that will stop us because we have this fear of failing. There are simple ways to keep your fear of failure in check and ensure that you reclaim 2020 and lay a strong foundation for your future. First, what can you learn from your past experiences? If you look back over your life, I'm sure there have been situations where you were fearful or lacked confidence, but you went ahead anyway and you did it anyway and you were successful. The fact that you're listening to this means that you got through it somehow. But what was it that enabled you to get through it? Think about it. What was the winning formula? Who supported you? What strengths did you draw on? What lessons can you take from that past experience and apply to your current situation now? When I ask women or ask clients these questions, it's surprising, so surprising how many of them, when given the time to reflect, remember situations that they've overcome previously that they had to put in the back of their minds, or they put in the back of their minds. It helps them to see that they've overcome fear before. So if you've done it once, you can do it again. And you know what? So can you. Secondly is, what proof do you have? What's the proof? Where's the real? Where's the truth? We are very much led by our emotions. And if we let our emotions take over, we act and behave accordingly to how we feel. So if you're fearful of making changes to your career, you're fearful of going for that promotion, chances are the thought of doing so makes you feel anxious, very anxious. And because you're anxious, it's likely you're not taking the action you need to take. So ask yourself, what is it that you're worrying about? What's making you concerned? What do you believe will happen? And do you have proof that the negative outcome you're thinking of will actually take place? Let me take this time to share a story with you of a client of mine, Claire. Claire wanted to take the next step up in her leadership career, but doing so would have involved a lot of public speaking, the role she was going for, which was she was incredibly fearful of. She was worried that she'd make a fool of herself, maybe that she wasn't good at it, and that people wouldn't be interested in what she had to say. You know, she said things like, who would want to hear me? But despite that, when it came to her private life, she was involved in a charity that she volunteered for. And in that role, it required her to speak often at conferences. She did it. And she always got great feedback, fabulous feedback. So why was it that she could speak in publicly in her volunteer role, but not in a paid role? Now, a bad experience early on in her career, we talked about it, had knocked her confidence and self-belief about speaking publicly at work. But when we looked at it, that incident really happened loads of time, many years ago, and she hadn't experienced anything like that since. So therefore, as we said, the chance of it happening again were very, very small. And when she looked at it again and reflected on it again, she realized that the issue back then had not been about her, it'd been about something else. And by having that coaching session and chatting, we helped her come to a realization that with that revelation, she realized that she was worrying about nothing, really. And as a result, she felt far more confident and was able to overcome her fear. So, if fear is keeping you from going after what you want in your career, in your life, spend some time reflecting on Claire's story. Where do you see yourself? Something that's very similar. And then challenge yourself to take action, because trust me, you won't regret it as you reclaim 2020 and take a stance to move into 2021 with a strong foundation. I'll see you next time.